Okay, so since yesterday I made a little bit of headway in the Reziner's Ma'amar Dalsos Sharei Ha'ir, which is a wonderful chibur on the topic of Dalsos. But you notice he points out, apropos to one of the issues we discussed yesterday and the previous time, the Machlokas Rishonim, presumed Machlokas Rishonim, as to whether the function of Dalsos is to be Monea Hil Harabim, to render the area that are cut off by the Dalsos as an area that doesn't have constant access of the Rabim, or whether it functions as a Mechitza. So he suggests that another Napkamina between these two approaches would be whether a Dalsos has to actually be locked with a key. So he thinks that the Pashtus is that there's no need for the Dalsos to actually be locked. I'm sorry?
You mean like
he assumes what?
Let
me spell it out. He assumes that the Pashtus is that a Dalsos does not have to be locked. He assumes that that's reflective of a Dalsos functioning as a mechitza, as opposed to being Monea Hila Harabim. Okay, his assumption is that if the point is being Monea Hila Harabim, you have to actually lock it with a key. And if it's just a function as a mechitza, it's sufficient to be closed. Now, according to the Meiri that we saw last time, the Meiri's suggestion that if you have the Dalsos then functionally it's the same as Dalsos Ne'ulos, because people think that they can't get through. So according to that kind of approach, even if it's closed with that old lock, it's functionally the same thing as being locked. So he doesn't seem to be going with that approach, but he thinks that whether it has to actually be locked, so the key would be enough community between whether it functions as a mechitza, in which case you'd have to actually, you wouldn't have to lock it, as opposed to whether it functions to be Monei Hila Harabim, in which case you would need a key. That's on page Yotes. And then in Os Tes Vav, he assumes another nafkamina is whether you require all the details of a mechitza. Do you require that the Dalsos be 10, does it have to have a shiur 10 tzvachim? Does it have to be within love of the ground? So some of the other details we have about mechitzos, do they apply to a Dalsos as well? Okay, that's what he points out would be nafkaminas between whether the ikker function of a Dalsos is to be monei hil harabim or to function as a mechitza. Fine. So we left off yesterday.
Along that point,
we can
address it in another context. But is that along the lines of what we were seeing in the Shuba from the Tzip Eliezer, describing the door in Amsterdam? If I understood it correctly, it wasn't very much shear of a door. It seemed to be, if I understood correctly.
Well, it may have been a halachic shear of a door. I mean, it was all within love. But we'll get to the we'll get to that, Dallas.
Okay. Was I correct? I'm not sure I read it properly. The very end, you described one metal.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it when we in a little while. Fine. So what we left off with at the end of yesterday's shear was the question as to whether a Dalsos, to the extent that you need a Dalsos, and when you need a Dalsos, does a Dalsos also have to have a Tzuris HaPesach? So this actually reflects itself in two related but somewhat distinct questions. Question number one is that when you have a Dalsos, does a Dalsos also need to have a Tzuris HaPesach? And question number two, can a Dalsos take the place of a Tzuris HaPesach when you need a Tzuris HaPesach? So they're related questions, but the first one is, in a Rishus HaRabim, where you could only be Matir Tiltil with a Dalsos, does that Dalsos have to have a Tzuris HaPesach? Question number two, let's say you're regular Carmelis, or an Rishus HaRabim, where you can plug up gaps in a wall with a Tzuris HaPesach, or could create a Lachim Mechitza with a Tzuris HaPesach, could you use a Dalsos without a Tzuris HaPesach in place of that Tzuris HaPesach? So the Chazon Ish assumes, this is where we left off yesterday, the Chazon Ish in the beginning of Siman Yudalit assumes that no, a Tzuris HaPesach, a Dalsos alone, cannot function in place of a Tzuris HaPesach, and a Dalsos, in order to be a Dalsos, needs to itself have Eitzuris HaPesach as well, which he proves by analogy from Hilchos Mezuzah. So the Chazon Ish is very adamant about that, but a number of other prominent Achronim took a contrary position. So you have, for example, in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in the original printing of the Tshuvas HaKadoshos, it appears as Simen Vav, Tshuvas HaKadoshos Simen Vav. In the new fancier, not necessarily fancy-ist, but the fancier version that they have in the Beis Medrash here, it appears in Chelek Dalid, Simen Lamed Zayin. But either way, this tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger assumes that there is no need for a deles to include a Tzuris HaPesach, and assumes that a deles also can function in place of a Tzuris HaPesach. What's his primary raya is from the Shita of Chananya, that according to Chananya, if you have a Rishus HaRabim or a Derech Lirshus HaRabim, that you could be matir. You could be matir with a delos on one side. V'lechi yukoro mikan. But according to Chananya, you can't be matir with a Tzuris HaPesach on one side instead of that delos. Chananya omer, according to Beis Hillel, os a delos mikan v'lechi mikar mikan. But according to Chananya's Beis Hillel, a Tzuris HaPesach mikan v'lechi v'kar mikan would not work. So what do you see? A Delos is clearly a stronger, we'll call it Melchitza if you want for our purposes, a Delos functions in a stronger way than a Tzuris HaPesach. So obviously, a Delos could take the place of a Tzuris HaPesach. If here a Delos works and a Tzuris HaPesach doesn't work, so obviously where a Tzuris HaPesach does work, a Delos mikol shekein should work as well. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's primary raya, that in a location where, for whatever reason, you can't construct Tzuris HaPesach because the government will let you, but they will let you use or construct losos, so then a Delos could function instead of a Tzuris HaPesach. He assumes that the Gemara's Delos means a Delos without a Tzuris HaPesach. You don't have to have a Tzuris HaPesach within the Dallas. Yes?
What does he think about whether it needs to be a loss inspection or not?
That he doesn't address.
It's a bit hard to imagine if functioning is Matisa, if it doesn't have its Tzuris HaPesach and it's wide open.
If it has to be in an Alos, an Ulos, then it has to be closed, then necessarily locked with a key. And if it's ruiously null, so then according to everyone, it doesn't have to be blocked. Right? So that's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's position. That's the position of the Chasam Sofer as well. The Chasam Sofer is in Arachayim, the end of Simen Peches in the Tshuvas. The end of Simen Peches in Arachayim, that's the position of the Chasam Sofer, that you could be makel to use a Deles even without a Tzuris HaPesach. And that's the position of the Avnei Nezer as well. Avnei Nezer in a few places, but one of them is Simen Ayin Reish Beis, 272, Os Yotes. Avnei Nezer, 272, Os Yotes. And that is the primary theme of this work, Dalsa Shar Ha'ir of the Redziner, where initially, it's actually interesting because he quotes some of the rayas of the Chazon Ish. I don't know if the Chazon Ish saw this chibur. I don't think the Chazon Ish quotes it here. Long before the Chazon Ish, not long before, but before the Chazon Ish, he begins with some of the rayas from Mezuzah, and he sets up that side of the argument that a Deles cannot function in the place of a Tzuris HaPesach. And then he rejects those analogies, he explains why mezuzah isn't necessarily a model for Erevin, and they have different definitions, and why Kelayim may not be a model for Erevin, and then he ends up attempting to prove, through numerous rayas, that a Tzuris HaPesach can be replaced by a Delos, and a Delos doesn't need to have a Tzuris HaPesach. Sammy?
Maybe I'm missing something. How is a Delos not one that does only have a Tzuris HaPesach?
No. If you want to pack up now and take a walk to Amsterdam in 1 second, we can examine the Delos there. And the Delos there, that Avi took a picture of that I sent out to the group, clearly does not have a Suez of Pesach. Yes?
There actually is a wire that goes across the intersection.
There's a wire that goes across the intersection.
Above that traffic light, that light pole with the Delos is on,
yeah.
The Suez of Pesach across the street.
And that's within...
It's on
the same pole on both sides, really?
Yeah.
But still,
okay.
If you didn't have that, you could fine. Still check the case.
Good. I wasn't aware of that. Thank you. So that's not a model. But if you imagine the Delos without that Suez of Pesach, that's how you have a Delos without a Suez of Pesach.
You mean it won't open? Think about gates. A lot of gates don't have stuff on top. It's just a door.
Yeah. You can pull it across,
right.
But there's no Suez of Pesach. There's no door frame. You can have a door without a door frame. Just imagine this door without the frame or without the wall.
I'm saying whatever's behind it would still be that would if you took away the whole frame, would that
right. If you took away the whole frame and took away the whole door and just had a freestanding door, you wouldn't have a Suez of Pesach.
That's how we're defining it based on what?
A door without a frame, a freestanding door, is a Dallas without a Suez of Pesach. So you can imagine different different theorem of that.
Put in a hallway, and then that's like the door without
a Suez of Pesach. Any part, the gate. Once you take off the door, there's no longer a Suez of Pesach.
No, once you take off the Suez of Pesach, there's no Suez of Pesach. You just off of the door.
No, I'm saying like the from different.
Yeah.
The door, just put in the hallway.
Right.
And you have a door without.
Exactly. Right. Good. Okay. So you can use your creative energies and imagine what it looks like. Okay. So this machlokas haposkin. Maybe machlokas rishonim, at least there are different mashmayos and rishonim on this issue. So, for example, in the Teferes Yaakov on page Reish Tzadi Aleph, he points out that the position of Reb Kiveger, the Chazon Sofer, and the Avnei Nezer, that a Suez HaPesach, that a Delos rather can take the place of a Suez HaPesach, there's a mashmayos that way in the Meiri. The Meiri end up Nun Tesam and Aleph. Dibur Maskel Kfar Be Arnu, Meiri on the test of an Aleph Dibur Maskel Kfar Be Arnu, who has a line, I don't have the exact lashon in front of me, but the line is that Delosos are no worse than a Suez HaPesach. I'm sorry, Nun Tessam and Aleph Dibur Maskel Kfar Be Arnu, I think that was on the Mar Makomos, so you should have it in Sam's collection. On the other hand, if you look in the Tosfos and Daf Kaf Beis and Aleph that we've referenced previously, Tosfos Yibam Asul V'Am Rav Yochanan Yerushalayim Omali Del Sasah, where Tosfos is bothered, Ben Tomar, what the Gemara's Kasha, Rav Yochanan and Rav Yochanan, the steer between Yerushalayim and Pasi Biros, 1 second, Yerushalayim, the streets were Tezayin Amos wide, and maybe that's why we say Asur Rabim, but the Pasi Biros were not to sign Amos right, and that's why you don't say Asur Rabim. So Tosfos' first tirutz is, Yesh Lomer, Ho'ol V'Hayu L'Yerushalayim Suez HaPesach, D'Chashiv K'Mechitza. Since Yerushalayim had a Suez HaPesach that functioned as a Mechitza, then Lo Hayu L'Rabim D'Baki L'Vata L'Mechitza. Then the Rabim shouldn't have been the Vatel, that Suez HaPesach Mechitza. So it sounds like Tosfos is presenting the Delos as having a Suez HaPesach. If you look in the Ritva, Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil Derabbanan Adrabbanan, the Ritva has the following line. Hilkach Yefshar La'ariv Rishis HaRabim Ela Kishein Aderech Salu L'Sham L'Rabim Yesh lehem maver acher, elisha pa'amim bokim ba'rabim, ke'en mevus ha'mefulashim v'shisarabim, debuchi ha'ma arva b'tzuris ha'pesach mikan v'lechi b'kar mikan, o, v'delos mikan af b'shein an'elos. So you could be matur tiltil in a v'shisarabim, or a derech that the rabbim have access to, you could be matur tiltil in a mavi ha'mefulash v'shisarabim, which is short of a v'shisarabim itself, either with the tzuris ha'pesach on one side, or with a Delos on one side. So that line of either a Suez HaPesach on one side or a Delos on one side sounds a little bit like The Dallas that we're talking about doesn't have a Tzuris HaPesach. Otherwise, what are you telling me? Either Tzuris HaPesach or a Dallas with a Tzuris HaPesach? That's obvious. So the two options of either Tzuris HaPesach or Dallas has the mashmos that the Dallas itself doesn't have to have a Tzuris HaPesach. Yeah. The Tosus, in Tosus, Teres to the Akasha of why we bothered by Yerushalayim versus Pasa Biroz, one is Tefai Namas, one not, Tosus assumes that the openings in Yerushalayim had Tzuris HaPesach. When we talk about the loss of the Yerushalayim Amal, the Sassan and Olos Palayla, those losses had Tzuris HaPesach. So Tosus is discussing, right. Not necessarily the Hakreyaf, that must be the case, but Tosus at least presenting that the classic case of Delas involved a Tzuris HaPesach as well. Avi.
Make the point that you can't prove that it has to have to
correct. Yeah, correct. Just pointing out that Tosus there in that description does discuss the Delos, which is the primary example we have of a Delos as having Tzuris HaPesach. You're right. That's not Bechreach, but that's definitional. Correct. Okay. So Rav Shechter assumes lahalacha that the Chazanish is correct, that that's the Pashtus. And Rav Moshe seems to assume this way as well. Rav Moshe in the tshuva that we've referenced previously, Simen Kuf Lametes, the primary Manhattan tshuva, where we discuss his bridges. So there in Anaf Gimel, in his presentation, he assumes that Delas doesn't work without a Tzuris HaPesach, because after all, if you have a Delas without a Tzuris HaPesach, at the time that the Delas is open, then what's going to be Matru Tiltel? Is if you have a Delas with a Tzuris HaPesach, so even if the Delas is open, you still have a Tzuris HaPesach that functions in some capacity as a Mechitza. So then you can discuss how we're Matur Tiltel in the area that's otherwise there's just a Rabim, where you have Delases that are sometimes locked, and that creates a Hetur Tiltel even in a time when it's not locked. But if you don't have a Tzuris HaPesach at all, so then what's creating that Hetur Tiltel in a time that is wide open? If a Delas doesn't have a Tzuris HaPesach, so that's, on some level, an inferior Mechitza from a Tzuris HaPesach alone. So Moshe assumes that when we talk about a Delas being Matir Shes HaRabim, it's a Delas that has a accompanying Tzuris HaPesach.
So it's not like we meant, like, we really mentioned the opinion that if something's locked for night, then you might say,
right,
it's not Rosh Hashanah always.
Correct. So Moshe would say that's only Mistabir if you have at least something when it's open, if you have a Tzuris HaPesach.
Okay.
But if you have nothing, so then the fact that it's locked at night is Matir, but it's wide open. You don't even have a... You don't have a lock of any sort. Michael?
Even when you said the doors were closed at night,
we
didn't say that unless you're mocking tilt, but unless you had extra Pesach. The only thing that it did is that it reduced the status of the Shirabim to a lesser status. Isn't that the way we understood it? Isn't that the way the Oral Shulchan also said it? Now, basically, the door, even when it's closed at night and it's open in the day, that we're not allowed to mock a tilt, not because. Because if it's not closed, then it at least reduces the status from Shirabim to a harmless, and then it sort of has a function to value the Mahat total. So is that what we're saying right now as well? That basically the door that's open doesn't actually function as a Mahat total, rather it functions to reduce the status of the Rishus to a lesser Rishus.
So that may be true. I mean, it may be true that if you have, it may be true that according to those poskim, that a delos requires a Tzuris HaPesach. If you have a delos without a Tzuris HaPesach, perhaps it would still knock it down on a deraisa level, even if it's not Machzor Tiltel. That may be true. Okay, Rabbi Willig has a suggestion going back to the Stewart and Rambam that we discussed previously. This is in print in the Amor Chaim Shabbos in the back, in the section in Erevin, in Simon Dalet Os Beis. Simon Dalet Os Beis. You'll recall that we addressed the presumed steer and Rambam between Perek Yizayin, where the Rambam requires only Delasos Haruyos Lina El, and the Rambam Perek Yidalet in Erevin Aleph Aleph, where the Rambam requires Delasos Neulos. But Rabbi Willig has a somewhat novel suggestion, different than what we've discussed until now, that perhaps the Yishuv in this presumed stira or supposed stira in Rambam's is on this Nakuda. And maybe the Rambam distinguishes between a Deles that has a Tzuras HaPesach and a Deles that doesn't have a Tzuras HaPesach. This fits in with what Michael was just saying. If you have a Deles that is lacking a Tzuras HaPesach, so in order for that Deles to function, the Deles has to be Ne'ula Balayla. However, if you have a Deles that has a Tzuras HaPesach, it's sufficient to have Delasos Haruyos Linayo.
Didn't we say Tosfos says that the gate of Yerushalayim worth by definition throughout the Pesach gates?
That is what Tosfos says, at least in the first Haritz.
So how come then, how then answer the Rambam saying that in Yerushalayim, the gates, even that those gates do need to be closed? If they have a throughout the Pesach, then they wouldn't be closed.
Sorry, the Rambam's not talking about Yerushalayim, the Rambam's talking about Lacha. I'm sorry?
He's talking about Stam, yeah.
Well, the Rambam in Yud Zayin is talking about the case of Beis Ksal and Mishnei Tzidah Rishas Sarabim. And Rabbi Willer thinks maybe that's a little bit meduyuk in the Rambam in the following way. The Lashon Rambam Perek Yud Zayin Alacha Yud, Shnei Ksalim B'Shis HaRabim, so you have your two walls on either side of B'Shis HaRabim, V'Yam Ovrim B'Neim, and the people are passing through, Ketzah Makshir B'Neim, so how do you create a heter tiltal in that area where the Rabim walk, Osa Delasas Mikan V'Delasas Mikan, so you make Delasas on either side, V'Acher Kach Yatha B'Neim B'Shis HaYachid, and then you make that area into B'Shis HaYachid. So what's this Lashon HaRambam? Delasos mikan, v'delasos mikan, v'acher kach, and then yasa b'nei reshis ha'yachid. What's this v'acher kach? So Rabbi Willick suggests, so acher kach is, then you make it through the Pesach, and that's how you make it through reshis ha'yachid. So you start, you have your delasos mikan, you have to make sure that delasos also have it through the Pesach, and then that creates a heter tiltal, even if they're not ne'ulos v'layla. Okay, you can take a look at that presentation in the Mordechai. Okay. So this question is relevant, Lemaisa, whether a Deles can function instead of a Tzuras HaPesach. Meaning, Deles itself, for all intents and purposes, according to many poskim, is not going to be relevant because in an area that's not a Rishis HaRabim, you don't need a Delas. It's sufficient to have a Tzuras HaPesach. In an area that is Rishis HaRabim, it's almost impossible to construct an Erev that has proper Delasos. But this question as to whether a Delas could substitute for a Tzuras HaPesach is relevant. So, for example, in one local scenario, I was observing Sukkot time, and one of the shuls in Passaic, so the shul's over here, this is a building, and then there's a alleyway on the side of the shul, we'll call it a mavoi, the little driveway that one car could drive through, and then this mavoi ends over here behind the shul. And the shul has a sukkah over here. And then there's a door over here. So Pesach has a community Erev, but let's say there wasn't a community Erev, or let's say you don't want to rely on the community Erev. So what's the easiest way to be matzer tiltal from the shul to the sukkah? So this mavoi is closed over here, it's closed over here, these are all walls. The only opening is over here. So classically, you would just make a Tzuras HaPesach over here. You put a lechim mikan, karal gabeim. So you make a Tzuras HaPesach to close off this fourth wall. But maybe you don't even need that. Because over here, there, in this particular location, there's a gate. And the gate is a gate that the Maisa is never really closed, but theoretically could be closed. So let's call that a Delas Ro'i Linal, if you wish. So can a Delas function instead of a Tzuris HaPesach? So that would be this machlokas between the Chazon Ish and the Chasam Sofer, whether you even have to make a Tzuris HaPesach, can you just rely on the existence of the Delas over there? That's a small issue. But and there isn't really much, doesn't require much effort to put up the Tzuris HaPesach. The bigger issue is the tshuva that I sent you from the Tzitz Eliezer regarding constructing an Erev in Amsterdam. So the Tzitz Eliezer addresses tshuva to Rabbi Aryeh Ralbag of Brooklyn, who for many years was also the chief rabbi of Amsterdam, however that worked. And apparently, the story was that the municipal authorities in Amsterdam didn't allow the construction of Tzuris HaPesachs. So instead of constructing Tzuris HaPesachs, what he wanted to do to be Matir Tiltol was to have Delosos. What kind of Delosos? So it sounds like the Delosos that they're discussing are some kind of chutim, metal chutim, so metal strings. Is there an English word for metal strings?
Wire.
Wire, good. So they wanted to have a delos, which essentially was constructed out of parallel wires that were then loved of each other. So you'd have a halachic mechitza, and the delos would be contained within some kind of container on the side of the street. And the theoretical ruyos linal, which maybe they would do at some point, so you'd open, you'd pull out this wire gate from one side of the street and pull it to the other side of the street and attach it to a pole on the other side and lock it perhaps, and that would be your halachic delos.
Is this like the picture that was that you sent up?
It's like it, other than my sense, we'll talk about the, after we talk about the delosos in Amsterdam, we'll talk about the delosos on Amsterdam Avenue, but my impression is that the, even though I never saw them, I don't know if anyone has, but the delosos on Amsterdam Avenue are more like a mesh, like a tennis net. I don't know. So some kind of mesh, like a tennis net. But the theory was that instead of the Tzuris HaPesach, would it be sufficient to have these delosos? Obviously no. So the Tzitz Eliezer is mitzayin at Tshuvas Chedvas Yaakov. I never before seen a Tshuvas Chedvas Yaakov. The Chedvas Yaakov is the Av Bezdin of Dulusk. Chelek Arachayim Simen Samachay. Arachayim Simen Samachay. And I think I sent you the PDF of this, but the tshuva was actually written to Rav Chaim Dov Zilbertson, which is of significance to me because I'm always looking for people whose name appears after mine in the phone book. So if Zilbertson would probably be after Zilberman. But in this tshuva, apparently the suggestion of this Rav Chaim Dov Zilbertson to the author of the Chevres Yaakov was this exact scenario of having what he terms a argaz katan ubesocha yamuna chut barzel sheyuchal lemotcho al pnei rochav shesarabim vavir rightly know. So you have this box on one side of the street, and you have these strings, this wire that you can pull to the other side of the street, and that's considered rightly know. So the suggestion posed to the Chedvas Yaakov, and the Chedvas Yaakov endorsed the suggestion, was that this would be considered a sufficient Delas Haruya Lina'el, and apparently that was what was implemented to create an Erev in Amsterdam, as was also discussed in the Haaretz article that I sent together with the Tshuva. So this is one instance that I'm aware of. Again, here the Delasos are not functioning to be Matir Tiltal B'Shus HaRabim. It doesn't sound like they're assuming that Amsterdam is B'Shus HaRabim, therefore need Delasos. But these are delosos to function instead of Tzuvah HaPesach, where Tzuvah HaPesach is impossible. And my thanks to Rabbi Ezra Schwartz for pointing out this Tshuva in the Sitzeliezer to me. Yeah, was there a question? Okay. Now the Delosos on Amsterdam Avenue apparently were meant to serve a different function, which was at the time that the Washington Heights Eruv was expanded across Amsterdam Avenue. It's for many years until after the turn of the century. The only Eruv that existed in this part of the world was there was an Eruv that went from Laurel Hill Terrace to the other side of Amsterdam Avenue. So Reuben and Morg and some of the buildings behind on Laurel Hill and the apartment buildings on 186th and 187th Street were included in an Eruv, but you couldn't cross the Amsterdam Avenue. So the guy in the Beis Medrash Minyan always had to make an announcement Friday night that if anyone forgot their key and has it on them and didn't realize that there's no Eruv across Amsterdam Avenue, then leave it with me and I'll give it back to you after Shabbos. After Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zechuan Lavacha, passed away, who was opposed to the notion of community Eruvin, there was a push around here to construct an Eruv that did cross Amsterdam Avenue, and there was a thinking that the Eruv should have the Eskama of as many Rosh Yeshiva as possible. So in order to get the Eskama of Rabbi Tendler, they went with these Delosos that were constructed by the Machol Maran Munsi, which apparently also exists in some part of the West Side Eruv. What exactly the Cheshbon is, I don't quite understand, because Rav Moshe himself assumes that you need Delosos that are Ne'ulos, not just Ruyos Lina. Number one. So the Delosos that were constructed over here, originally there were four Delosos on either side of Amsterdam Avenue and either side of Audubon when the Eruv was expanded to include Amsterdam and Audubon. Three of those were stolen, I think, within a week. And the only one that's left is the one on the corner of 182nd and Amsterdam. Now, it didn't really bother anyone that they were stolen because they're only constructed to be able to issue that initial Kol Kore signed by most of the Rosh Yeshiva. But once the Kol Kore was... I'm trying to get a hold of that Kol Kore. I couldn't find anyone that still has it. But once it was issued, I don't think anyone really cared whether the Delosos were there anymore or not. So what theoretically the Delosos accomplish, I'm not fully sure. Number one, they're only... So it's assuming that the Delosos Haruyas Lina are sufficient. It's assuming, I guess the theory was that they would have been closed at some point, maybe once a year. Lemaisa, as far as I could tell, they never actually were closed, largely because they're stolen before anyone can close them. And number two, they don't encompass the sidewalk. So the sidewalk also is part of if the streets are just a rabbim, the sidewalk presumably also is just a rabbim, as we discussed. And if the losses are going to do anything, so the losses should encompass the sidewalk as well. If you look on the original YUAR website that hasn't really been updated in many years, but somehow still has the current Mane Hayom and davening times, so I'm not sure how that works, but it has the community list from like 2002 or something, and there's Mane Hayom from today, so I don't know how this works, but there's a list of frequently asked questions about the Eruv. So one of them is, why do you not have Delosos on all the streets? Which I thought is a very good question, but that question they don't answer. So there are frequently asked questions, most of them have answers, but I guess not all the frequently asked questions were frequently answered. So you can take a look over there. Bottom line, as opposed to the Delosos in Amsterdam, the Delosos on Amsterdam Avenue never really did too much, and somewhat questionable what in their current, well, in their current form it accomplishes nothing because there's only one of them left, but what any of them would have originally accomplished. Ah, so that's what we were just discussing. Avi claims that they do have a Tzurza Pesach, which... okay, so I'm actually parked on the corner of 182nd, the corner of Amsterdam. So if anyone wants to walk with me to my car after Shir, we can examine it and see what's there. Okay, the Avnei Nezer in a couple places For example, the end of Siman Ayin Resh Beis, he quotes from the Abbezin of Lublin, the Torah's Chesed, that he was Matir Delosa Saru'yos Lina'el based on the following Svek Sveka. Which, in that presentation, is a Chumrah. Meaning, an area which, according to many poskim, may not be Rishis Arabim, but you want to be Machmer and treated as Rishis Arab with Delosos, then you can rely on Delosos or Yisli Na'el because of the Svek Sveka. What's the Svek Sveka? Maybe the Lachos like the Rambam, that the losos haruyasli know are sufficient for shisarabim, and even if we assume not like the Rambam, like the first day in Shulchan Aruch, but maybe this isn't a real shisarabim anyway. Meaning, in a city that doesn't have shishim ribo, and you want to be machmir to use the losos anyway because of the half of the rishonim that don't require shishim ribo, so there he says you can use the losos haruyasli noel because of this svek fake. Maybe the din's like the Rambam. That the losses that we usually know are sufficient, and even if not, maybe it's not a real Rishis HaRabim anyway. Okay. So we previously explained, going back to where we started, the Sugya of Asur Rabim, we previously explained that according to the Chachamim of Lo Asur Rabim Bavali Mechitzta, there are situations where they'll agree that Asur Rabim. So, Maskanas HaGemara, the way the Gemara resolved the stiras in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, the Gemara says that according to the Chachamim, we say Lo Asur Rabim Bavali Mechitzta where you have Shem Dalin Mechitzas, like Pasi Biros. So if you have four halachic Mechitzas, so that's what the Chachamim say, Lo Asur Rabim Mevali Mechitza. But if you only have two mechitzos, like the case of the Shnei Batim and Shnei Tzid Rishis HaRabim, so then the Chachamim will agree that we say Asur Rabim Mevali Mechitza. Okay, so the question is, at least on a Daraisa level, where does Tzuras HaPesach fit in over here? Does it Tzuras HaPesach constitute Shem Dalet Mechitza? So if you have an area that is Mukaf Tzuras HaPesach, so on a Doraisa level, do we say that that is surrounded by Shem Dalet Mechitza, and therefore Lo Asur Rabim U'mevatli Mechitza? No, not where there's Rishis HaRabim, meaning you can ask the question, well, in two ways. So, one way is that Min HaTorah is the Tzuras HaPesach sufficient. Do we say that even Rishis HaRabim, the requirement of the losses is only Midi Rabbana, but Min HaTorah, the Tzuras HaPesach could be sufficient because that's considered Shem Dal and Mechitzos, and the Rabbana would say, Lo Asur Rabim Mevali Mechitzos. Whereas on a practical level, Evan agrees that a Tzuras HaPesach would not be sufficient in Rishis HaRabim. The question is on a Dvar Torah level. So there is a lashon on the Ritva on Daf Kaf Beisam and Aleph, Dibra Maskil Derabbanan Adirabbanan. So there the Ritva is Beferush that a Tzuras HaPesach is not considered Mechitzas like Pasi Biros. Tzuras HaPesach does not have shame Dalid Mechitzas. And therefore, if you only had Tzuras HaPesach, then you would say, Asur Rabim U'mevatli Mechitzta. If you look in the country of Dalsos Shara'ir, he thinks that that's a Beferish of Yerushalmi like the Ritva. Take a look, Yerushalmi and Ervin, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, which is talking about Kilayim. And he thinks that there's a strong indication in that Yerushalmi and Ervin like the Ritva. But this is basically, or Ka'ein this, is a Safi that the Prima Gadim has. The Prima Gadim, beginning of Simon Shin Samach Gimel, which is quoted, the issue is quoted more extensively in the Be'er Halacha, Simon Shin Samach Beis to Sif Yud. The Be'er Halacha, Simon Shin Samach Beis to Sif Yud, poses the question as to whether a Tzuras HaPesach is considered a Mechitza Min HaTorah or not. So you'll take a look there at the Be'er Halacha, the Raya that he quotes from various Rishonim on this question, whether a Tzuras HaPesach is considered a Mechitza min ha Torah. So the Alter Rebbe assumes that the Davar Pashut Shin Samach Dalid Sif Dalid that a Tzuras HaPesach does work min ha Torah. And the Dalos of Sharayir is not so convinced by that. But bottom line, whatever you hold as to whether Tzuras HaPesach functions min ha Torah or not, bottom line, there's still going to be a requirement of Delosos, at least Midrabbana. So even the Rambam, who according to, let's say, Rov Mefarshe HaRambam, assumes Lalacha Lo Asu Rab Mevad Mechitza. So let's go with, let's say, the Magen Mishnah approach that we had. Even the Rambam, who says Lo Asu Rab Mevad Mechitza, still assumes, or still tells us, that there is a requirement of Delosos, albeit Delosos haruyasli null, not necessarily delasos de nullus. That may be a din derabana. So even if in principle on a deraisa level you assume not like the Ritva, even if you were to assume that a Surah Pesach has a shame dalim uchisus min haTorah, but still the Rambam assumes, and this is reflected lalach and Shulchan Aruch, that you need delasos at least mi derabana. Now, how exactly you fit that in or explain the need for that din derabanan is not 100% clear. So somehow there's a gzeira atu, or not to confuse with other scenarios, but bottom line, lemaisa, even according to the Rambam, even if you assume lo asa rabam v'alam b'chitzta, there still is a need for dlasos in a rishas rabam. So just to end where we started, as a practical matter, whether or not we assume lalacha osu rabim or lo osu rabim, there may be enough minus whether it's deraisa or derabanan, but as a practical matter, a real rishus rabim would still require delasos to be matir tilto. If you look in the Reb Chaim on Tezayin and Shabbos, there's a lengthy Reb Chaim there. So Reb Chaim may assume that according to the Rambam, the need for delasos is min haTorah. You could take a look if you have the time to work that out. But bottom line, whether or not Osir Rabim or Lo Osir Rabim is a practical matter, Rishis Rabim will require Delosos, and we discussed previously the basis for our Eirvin assumes one way or another that the area that we're being Matir Tiltil in is not a Rishis Rabim. Okay, so we will end here. How many of you have started Simen Shinan Ches?